Seattle, Portland, LA, San Fran, San Diego, Scottsdale, Phoenix. This is Kay Wynn.
And Big Ben.
And we are Western Standard Time. WSD Podcast. We're everywhere online. Podbeam, iTunes, Apple Podcasts. What do we talk about, Ben?
We got all sports, NBA, NFL, MLB, Pac-12, WCC. If it's on the West Coast, we got you covered.
You know what else we got you covered? A little lifestyle, a little fun, a little banter to lighten up your day. There are 5-minute life guides.
So whether you live in Seattle, Kansas City, Frisco, Texas, Boston, Worcester, Florida, and you love West Coast sports, make sure you follow us, download us. New episode every Friday.
NFL football's back. West Coast football. Let's give a little update for our fans out there.
The West Coast edition. A lot of drama on the West Coast. A
lot of drama.
From AB to Melvin Gordon holdout. You got a new era down in AZ with Cliff Kingsbury and Kyler Murray. I would say it's exciting, but some would say it's a little too much, maybe. But that said, this Jadeveon Clowney coming to the Seahawks.
Yes.
It used to be the Legion of Boom. Now they got the I don't know what you call it, front seven is probably one of the top in the NFL now with their three linebackers, Bobby Wagner, KJ Wright, and the guy that got arrested for insider trading, Michael Kendricks.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the blue collar crime. And then you go down to the Bay, and you got Jimmy back.
Back from a knee injury.
George Kittle.
Greg Kittle.
He's on all my fantasy teams. But
talking about defensive line, you got Bosa and Dee Ford in San Francisco.
Yeah. I mean, that's Oakland. Again, AB is just Jay Gruden or
Egon. I read today on ESPN, he hired some social media consultants to figure out what he could post to agitate and stir up things to expedite his release.
Really?
And they're like, well, you got fined. Post the letter from the owner. Step one.
Wow.
Step two, yell at your general manager.
So why don't we do this? Why don't we go north to south?
Okay.
Over under on wins.
All right.
I'll predict the line. You go over or under.
Okay.
So let's go Seattle, 16-game season. Russell Wilson, the wide receivers are somewhat of an unknown. You have Tyler Lockett, who's now wide receiver, you know, number one.
Yeah, DK Metcalf, the Wolverine. DK,
yep, coming back. Somehow he comes back from a knee injury in less than 2 weeks.
Crazy.
Again, that defensive line in front seven is formidable.
They're going to pound the ball with Chris Carson.
They got Rashad Penny. Again, Russell's now the highest paid quarterback in the NFL. I set the line at 9.5.
Wow, that's a good one. Under.
Under?
I think they're getting 9 wins.
It's tough division. You got to play the Rams twice. The Cardinals are going to be a little down, you should expect, with Kyler Murray coming into the fold. Okay.
9.
9? All right, let's go to, where does that take us? Oakland?
Yeah, we'll go Oakland next.
Since San Francisco's in Santa Clara, actually. Yeah. So Oakland, you got David Carr. This is probably your make it or break it season for him. AB is gone. That leaves you Tyrell Williams, your number one wide receiver.
And defense. You got Darren Waller, tight end.
Yeah.
We're going back and forth on fantasy. Like, the stock just went up on all the other receivers because Carr's got to throw to someone.
He's got to throw to someone. Josh Jacobs, rookie running back, they say, you know, he's going to be the most productive of all rookie running backs. I don't know if they have the offensive line to necessarily be a ground and pound type team.
Yeah.
6.5.
Under.
Under.
Under. It's going to be bad news bears for the Raiders.
For the Raiders. The stretch on the number 4 pick overall, the D-end out of Clemson, head scratcher there. Gruden's got 4 quarterbacks on the roster.
Yeah.
That's probably too many.
The writing's on the wall. Carr,
yeah.
Put up or shut up.
There's a lot of...
Unfortunately, I don't think he has the team to actually make
Yeah, exactly. Right. It's not as though he has a phenomenal offensive line around him that, you know, is protecting him all the time in the world of throw. He's never had that. And then, you know, the whole beast mode saga kind of thing, him wanting to play in Oakland. He was at the tail end of his career. Josh Jacobs is intriguing. He's your X factor. Probably as he goes, the Raiders go. That's a lot to the big load for a rookie running back, but I think you're right. Less than 6.5. All right, San Fran, Jimmy G. Injury last year coming back. They got a quartet of running backs in the backfield with between Breida, McKinnon.
McKinnon's hurt.
McKinnon's hurt again.
Knee hurt again. So they got Coleman from the Falcons.
Yep, Tevin Coleman. So a lot of resources around Jimmy G this year. Kittle, Pettis, the defense, like you said, looks good. Dee Ford, Bosa. A lot of people are predicting them to drastically overachieve from last year. I'll set the line at 8.5.
I'm going over.
Wow.
They've got a lot of young receivers with Pettis. They got Deebo Samuel, Marquise Goodwin, another guy you should look out for, Trent Taylor. I like it. Everyone was high on him last year. Grappo got hurt, and it was downward from there. But Niners, I'm going over.
Over on the, what did we say, 8.5?
Yeah.
Over on the 8.5. Wow. Okay, Chargers or Rams?
Let's start with Chargers.
Chargers. So Melvin Gordon's been the you know, topic of discussion. His holdout, Josh Jackson, Eckler in the backfield, Phillip Rivers in his, or Justin Jackson, excuse me, in his 35th season in the NFL.
So it's his 14th straight year starting. There's no Antonio Gates.
Antonio's gone. Hunter Henry.
Step in Hunter Henry.
If Hunter Henry can stay healthy. Mike Williams, they say he emerges. The defense has always been pretty solid. Secondary's good.
Don't forget Keenan Allen from Cal.
I know. A lot of weapons around Phillip. Phillip's downside, and the Chargers have always, you know, been a second-half team. They've been limited in getting in the playoffs just because I think it's Phillip's turnovers. If they can keep the ball on the ground a little more this year.
He's a gunslinger.
He is.
Live by the gun, die by the gun.
He's a slinger. I'll set the line at 7.5.
Over. Their defense is good. Their offense, even if you don't have Melvin Gordon, you still have Eckler and Jackson.
Yeah, most
plug them in.
Most would say Mike Williams, tall receiver, he'll break out this year, going high in a lot of fantasy drafts. I would agree with you on that one. Let's go to the Rams.
All right.
Finally, I think everyone's back. Jared Goff just got a big extension from the Rams. They got Brandon Cooks, Cooper Kupp, Robert Woods. Some will say that Gurley's going to have a bounce back season. The defense with Aaron Donald has always been solid. Can they replicate what they did last year, though? That's the real question. The bar has been set high.
It's going to depend on Gurley because he tailed off at the end of the year. We didn't know what happened to him in the Super Bowl. They get Mike Anderson, a backup running back. I don't know. If it's Gurley like the Gurley we know, it's going to be a good year. But I don't know. What's the over-under?
Set the line at 9.5.
I'm going over.
Really?
Their defense is unbelievable. They can still throw the ball and just limit the touches to their running back by committee.
Here's the thing. Similar to when we were predicting records of Pac-12 teams.
Yeah.
I don't think you can have, technically, potentially, two teams over 10 wins, both in the same NFL West. I don't think that's feasible.
I was going through this wondering if you were going to call that back out and add up my math again.
Maybe it's feasible.
A lot of positivity on the West Coast.
Over 9.5.
Over.
All right. And we head down to the Cardinals. Fitz, probably his last season. Christian Kirk, the other wide receiver. They got our guy out of Fresno State. I believe it's Mitchell.
David Johnson.
David Johnson to defenses. Patrick Peterson's been suspended for, I think, the first 8 games. But they should, at a minimum, be fun to watch. I'll set the line at 5.5.
Under.
Wow.
I mean, all my other teams are winning the division. I've got to go under.
So you have the Seahawks winning over?
No, they're winning 9.
We're winning 9. Rams at 10.
The Niners were at 8.
Niners are at 9.
So we got 2 teams at 9 and 1 at 10?
Apparently.
Wow. A lot of non-conference wins.
Very optimistic. No, The West, again, the Raiders are going to be down. I think you're right. The Niners are intriguing. I think they have a lot of assets.
Who's the best team on the West Coast?
I think you
starting get, right now, today.
Today, I mean, the Rams obviously made the Super Bowl last year, so it's hard to argue with that.
Yeah.
With the whole Melvin Gordon thing happening, I don't think the Chargers, you can make an argument that the Chargers, there's a lot of unknown around San Fran. I think it's either the Rams or the Seahawks today.
Yeah.
And I would agree with you. Season progresses, if Jimmy can play how they thought he should have played, you know, the contract that he got from the Patriots, then I think the Niners could ellipse that. But at this point, it's the Rams and the Seahawks.
I would say Rams and Chargers. Even when Gordon was out towards the end of the year, the Chargers didn't stumble. And he's going to come back. You know he's going to come back.
You think so?
Yeah.
What if he ends up with the Patriots?
Oh, my God. Wow.
Super team,
yeah.
Do you think that a social media person, that person's probably got to end with Robert Kraft? Hey, go tell this guy to say he wants to be traded to the Patriots for, you know, a Dunkin' Donuts coffee.
It was you and Hodges who said it yesterday on the boat. Like, this is a scene from Ballers.
It is.
Like, work behind the scenes, mess up,
yep.
Do whatever you can to get out of Oakland, and then, oh, by the way, the Patriots pick you up.
I mean, AB's probably celebrating.
You should check out his Instagram.
I saw that.
It's amazing. He's posting pics with him and Edelman, I mean, him sitting on buckets of money, I mean, saying business is booming.
Oh, wow.
He's trolling.
He is trolling, but he will not be in Vegas, which is probably a good thing. Yes. He could actually save that money. But yeah, the West Coast NFL, again, I think the Niners show well. Be a playoff team, but
yeah.
I think with the Seahawks and the Rams both in that division, it's tough. I think a wild card generally, previous years, a wild card has come out of the West for the most part, but top to bottom, it's one of the better, I guess, considering you got the Rams, Seahawks, and Niners, one of the better divisions in football.
Yeah.
And then the wild card being the Cardinals and Kyler Murray. So we'll see.
West Coast football. Western Standard Time, WSD Podcast. You can find us on Twitter or Instagram at WSD_podcast. We're everywhere you want to be to listen to your podcast. Apple, iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, iHeartRadio, Spotify.
Tune in. Everything. We're everywhere.
Yes.
Western Standard Time.